All right, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Podcast Juice on podcastjuice.net. This is your host, Michael Dean. I want to welcome everybody to the show, and this is something new. This is the new site. I want to welcome all of the listeners from freedomtrainonline.com. We used to do that for many years. I think we had about seven-year run, 8 years, something like that. The Prince Podcast, Place in This World, Geeked Out, tons of different shows over the years. It was just time to do something new. People ask me what happened with the site. I can say this. I didn't get sued or shut down or anything like that. I just pretty much put it to bed. It just kind of got a little stale to me. I needed to, redo some things, and I just needed something fresh and a new start. Wanted to take a little break. I've been doing podcasting for a very long time, and just kind of felt talked out a little bit. So I just wanted to just fall back a little bit, relax, re-energize my juices, hence the name Podcast Juice, and come with something new. So this is the new home, the new name. Won't be too much different. We're going to continue to do the Prince Podcast. Also going to get back into A Place in This World, and the other main show will be the Podcast Juice, where we just talk about anything and all sort of stuff. And also Geeked Out will definitely be coming back as well. Quick little shout outs to the family of listeners. The co-hosts I have to name, Big Ken. Of course, he's been around forever and will continue to be a part of whatever I'm doing here. And we also support all his efforts, the Flavor Foundation. Big shout outs to Q Storm. He is also going to be coming back, getting on these shows as well. Big shout out to Big Sexy and Sack. He's always held it down, the Prince Podcast. And of course, Geeked Out. He brought us an exclusive interview with Robert Kirkman from The Walking Dead. So definitely he's always going to be a part of this. Toya Taylor, my co-host with The Round Table, which was a pretty popular show. She's going to be coming back, of course. We're going to be mixing it up as we do on the microphone, hopefully sometime very soon. Actually, I'm going to talk later tonight. Who else? My man Ernie, day dropping from the Prince Podcast. Yes, he will be back as well. He just reached out to me actually today on Facebook. So we're definitely going to be chopping it up as well. Also, a huge shout out to D-Bert over at Afro Nerd Radio. I am a fan of his show. Been listening for years, and I know he's always shouting me out as well. And in some of the from people who listen to his show, you'll hear me on there from time to time. So always a big shout out to him and Mr. Stark and Captain Kirk, yes, and Daryl as well. So shout out to those guys. Shout out to you, the listeners. Everybody who used to really be up on the forums and putting in a lot of great stuff on the Freedom Train forums, thank you, for all the hard work and dedication, loyalty, and definitely the family event. We're going to continue that here, podcastjuice.net. So, be on the lookout. Right now, if you go to the site is pretty barren. I'm keeping it very simple. For some of you who may know, I used to do website development pretty heavy. That was kind of one of my hustle or gigs that I used to do. I've kind of took a step back from that as well. I just had to really change it, a lot of different things. So I don't know if I'm going to really be going hard on, making the site look all dope and all this kind of stuff. I'm about the content right now. Forget this websites. You know what I'm saying? Listen to the content however you get it. So if you get this through iTunes, you might get this through Facebook, Twitter, the website, whatever. I'm going to spend more time on doing the shows. So the site may be, like I said, very bare bones right now. I'm sure it will change, but I'm going to focus in on the shows. How about that? I'm going to grind out the shows on this microphone. That's what I want to do. That's what brings me joy. So that's what we're going to focus on, the actual meat and potatoes. All right. So, man, I just I wanted to get back on there and let everybody know what's coming and get into this thing and kind of ease myself back into doing these shows. So there's a couple things I want to talk about here today, and I'm not going to keep y'all long. And that's the other thing from these shows. I'm not going to try and do these shows super long for a while. I just want to kind of shorter, more compact and tighter shows. That's kind of like the vibe I'm trying to go with, because I know that people have very busy lives and we got a lot of things going on, and there's a lot of things to listen to or read or watch. So I understand that time is valuable. So I want to try and keep this as potent and as quick as possible. So what I want to start with, there's a couple things that are going on I heard about in the news. And these are perfect examples of when you should think before you speak. It's just a very simple and almost common sense sort of thing, but it is so simple that I think people don't do it. Like, it's so easy to just run off at the mouth. They're not thinking before you speak or before you act, particularly if you are in like a very out front position. You know, if you're at a job, or you're talking to your wife, your girlfriend, or you're in some sort of position of authority or power, you definitely want to think before you speak and or act. So there's a couple examples in the news where this ideology, I should say, definitely applies. And I was thinking today, you know, people need to have Janet Jackson in their mind. And I say that because there was a song she has called "Let's Wait a While," and there's a great line in there. I always say to myself, when things get a little crazy and people start getting hyped up and they start running off at the mouth, very reckless, you know, I always call up that line from the song where she goes, "And slow it down before we go too far." That's what you want to do. You want to have a Janet Jackson on standby, sing, "And slow it down." So the first thing we're going to talk about today, if somebody could slow it down, is your boy, Biden. Yes, I'm talking about the Vice President of the United States. I'm sure most of you heard about this. This has happened maybe a week and a half ago, 2 weeks, but I never spoke on it. So here's a perfect example of slow it down.
And what they're proposing. Romney wants to let he said in the first 100 days, he's going to let the big banks once again write their own rules. Unchain Wall Street. They're going to put you all back in chains.
Really? What is he talking? See, they should have had Obama and them should have Janet on payroll. And slow it down. What are you talking about, by? They gonna put y'all back in chains? Yeah. No, they ain't, man. Come on, man. Are they gonna put Obama back in chains? And I see. I go both ways. I am neither a Republican or Democrat and all that. But I just call it like I see it. Like, that was some real greasy talk from Sir Biden, our vice president. Come on, man. First of all, the president of the United States, he is an African-American. You are his running mate. He's your boss. You know you're not going to get out. Come on. You can't really come out there and say nothing like that and try to play it off as if, you know, you don't really understand the connotations that brings up. They gonna put y'all back in chain. Come on, man. They need to put a muzzle on them. They need to slow it down. Because this is the level of the game that's out here right now, that we have to be very cognizant and careful that we don't get too influenced by reckless talk and behavior. And it's a perfect example, as I stated earlier, where we have to slow it down. When you getting ready to say something and you're so hyped up and you just get, you know, you're rolling and you're doing your thing, you got to be able to fall back and remember, hey, I can't really say that. Like, there may be some consequences behind that. Like, that doesn't really sound right. Now, if he just had an inkling of common sense, or to be honest, if he just gave a damn, he wouldn't have said that. He'd know damn well how that will play out. You know? So, again, I don't know if it's the thing of old boy just, he gets to run in his mouth, he just forgets everything and just, you know, spazzes out and just starts saying stuff. Or he may possibly just not give a damn. Like, he may be like, you know what? Obama, I don't care. I'm going to say what the hell I got to say. Now what? I mean, because, you know, I don't know, just if the president was like of Jewish ancestry and he was like, they're going to put, see, I can't, they're going to put y'all back in the, like, really? What are you talking about, man? That's why it's a perfect example of slow it down. So, anyway, moving right along, I have another one here. This one happened just recently. This is on the other side. Missouri Republican Representative Todd Akin. Some of y'all have heard his comments. I'm going to let him play it, and we'll talk about it. Hold on for a second.
They had dug tubal pregnancy or something like that. What about in the case of rape? Should it be legal or not?
Well, you know, people always want to try and make that as one of those things. Well, how do you slice this particularly tough sort of ethical question? It seems to me, first of all, from what I understand from doctors, that's really rare. If it's a legitimate rape, the female body has ways to try to shut that whole thing down. But let's assume that maybe that didn't work or something. You know, I think there should be some punishment, but the punishment ought to be in the rapist and not attacking the child.
Slow it down. Really? Like, see, now, of course, this sir, this man has to backpedal and, you know, try to clarify what he meant. I assume he's talking about, you know, abortion and, you know, should the government step in and almost make it a law where, like, you know, you can't have an abortion, it's not up to you, and if it's because of rape, then you gotta go ahead and go through with it. I mean, really, what sort of educated person would say something like that? Like, what is, see, he's out there talking and he's not thinking about what he's saying. He's talking about legitimate rapes as opposed to illegitimate rapes, which is a whole other ridiculousness I'm not going to even get into. But if somehow, like, if it was a legitimate rape, the woman's body is supposed to understand the difference and then somehow, like, trigger some sort of natural sort of, you know, it just don't make no sense. I can't even put the words. Would it trigger some sort of natural sort of abortion sort of thing? Like, what are you talking about, man? So that she doesn't get pregnant? Again, slow it down. See, that's something that we all got to remember. You can be out there talking, and you got to be aware of what you're doing. Now, a lot of y'all listen to, like, Place in This World, and I talk about things that's going on in my life and stuff. That's one of the credos or ideologies or methods to my madness that I try to remember, is that I can't let myself get too caught out there where I get in a heated situation and I start talking reckless, like saying something that if I was in my right mind, I wouldn't do it if I even took the time to stop and think. So this is what I'm talking about. People, remember, you have to take the time to assess your situation, you know. Another example of this is Mr. Chad Johnson, Ocho Cinco. I mean, you heard about this a couple weeks ago. You know, he racked up in probably in a 48-hour period, double L's. Like, you know, he got arrested for domestic violence, got a divorce, booted off of the Miami Dolphins. losing endorsement deals. I mean, really, like, again, taking the time. Look, it's on video. You know, the woman that he got married to, Evelyn, I don't even know her last name, Puerto Rican sister that's on, Basketball Wives. Now, listen, she's a very beautiful woman. Don't get me wrong. Bad. Banging. Ooh. But she is a fool. I mean, you watch her on the show. She's fighting with multiple women, talking very reckless. And she's just out there. You don't, would you really wife that up? Like, you gotta think. Again, you get so caught up in the limelight, punani. You gotta think about, you know what? Probably not the best course of action for me to, you know, do the whole marriage thing. Because, of course, like my man Eddie said, half. Now, here he is in a situation, like I said, in probably 48-hour situation. Domestic violence allegations. Boom. She went straight to the courthouse for the divorce. Quick. They ain't been married like, 40-something days at best. Like, if he was smart, he would have went and tried to get that annulled. And now, you know, he's in that category of madness. It's unfortunate. But again, be very cognizant of your situation. What do you got going on? All right. So I think I said enough of that. Again, slow it down. So this is something I want everybody to try and keep in your mind when you're out there doing what you do. When you get in a workplace, slow it down. I was in a situation I will say this, and I can't go into details, but I can say that I was in a court hearing today. Not nothing about me personally, but I was representing the company I work for. But it was a situation where the person could have just slowed it down. It didn't have to go that way. So that's what I'm saying. Pull up your Janet Jackson. Let's wait on what. And slow it down before we go too far. Because you don't want to do something. One little action, F off your whole career. What you going to do when your career is through? You know? So, there you go. We'll be back. I'm going to play some music here. I think I'm going to play my man Jesse Johnson, Addiction. I just bought this album on iTunes yesterday. I mean, I had it back when it first came out on cassette tape, but I've since lost that. This is one of my albums growing up. This song is ridiculous. So here we go. Podcast Juice, Michael Dean. Let's go. Why you do these things to me, babe?
sure.
Why are you all quiet?
What's up? You look nice. Where you coming from?
I just took a pregnancy test.
Say something. Don't just be crying. What's going on with you? So what you gonna do about this?
I don't know what I'm gonna do.
No, you got things to do, right? You know that, right? You're acting like it's the end of the world, huh? Stop crying. Let's talk about what we're gonna do. Let's find a solution to it, sir. You gotta stop being more careful. Look at you. Look at you. This what you really, really, really brought? Your manager? You brought this to me?
Well, we got. Who else am I supposed to take it to?
I'm just saying, we got work to do. You're supposed to handle this off the rip. Right? We got photo shoots coming up. You went with your choreographer right now. Learning your routines, which can be thrown up all over the place.
I can't even believe Stevie. I just told him I'm pregnant. He's talking about photo shoots that's coming up. What is he trying to protect, my career, or is he trying to protect himself?
Who baby is it? Who you going with?
That's not important who baby it is. How is that going to help the situation?
I just want to know.
I'm not going to tell you.
Who is it?
Why is you drilling me right now? Why do you do like that?
Because I can.
No, you can't.
I can.
You can't.
I can.
But then we don't need to be having this conversation because you
we're
don't
gonna
need
have,
to
let's
be
just have this
me.
Conversation.
No,
chill,
you don't
chill,
need to
chill.
Be drilling me.
So
right
you're going sentimental, straight, raw on me.
Because you're pissing me off. You know what I'm going through. You still asking me, what who gives a
to his family?
You really want to know? I haven't been about it for the last 6 months, but you.
Slow it down. Yeah, that's right. Love and hip hop. I watch it. I know my brain turns to mush, but I'm going Stevie J, man. I'm going Stevie J on podcast. Like, I'm not taking no BS. I don't care why. I'm going to be on this mic doing these shows. That's the Stevie J aspect. I'm dying. I hear with the foolishness of the women. No. Because I'm going to slow it down. But anyway, that show is ridiculous. Okay, let's see. Next up. Chris Tucker. I'm just looking here on some news stuff. And, you know, there was a picture, sort of like a mock poster that appeared on Facebook about a week ago, last week, I think, week before last. And it was like a poster for Friday, like, you know, a new Friday movie with Chris Tucker, and like he was coming back and all this stuff. And, you know, I'm very skeptical about this. But apparently Chris Tucker was on the Tom Joyner show last Friday. And I guess he was talking about, you know, he's had some problems with the IRS and whatnot. But apparently, he was asked about, you know, doing another Friday movie. And it looks like he would most likely not be on any Friday movies coming up, contrary to what people are saying. Just read a little bit here. It says, and I'm looking at smokingsection.com. Chris Tucker stopped by Tom Joyner Morning Show on Friday to talk his IRS troubles, getting back to doing stand-up and his upcoming movie roles. The part which matters most occurs later in the interview, and Chris says he doesn't think it would be as special to do another Friday movie, which seems a bit odd since he's done a whole bunch of Rush Hour movies already, with another possibility of a new one on the way. So Chris Tucker, once again, you might want to slow it down. I mean, I think he is a funny dude and I'm a fan, but my man, this is what the people want to see. Maybe you just, you know, you need money for these bills. I mean, doing Friday would be an automatic payday for you. I'm just saying. So, I don't know. Maybe you might want to rethink that. You know, again, have your Janet Jackson button and slow it down. Because, man, you need to do the Friday. Well, I only want him to do Friday if it's going to be funny. Like, you know, his first appearance on the first Friday movie is such a classic performance. If he cannot even just come a little close to that, I don't know if I really, it may be best that they not mess with it, but it would definitely be a big box office draw if he was playing Smokey in another Friday movie. That would be insane. So, again, I did say I was going to kind of keep it short. I didn't want to go too long on this because, again, we got things to do. You know, I got to make money. You got to make money. So this is the first episode of Podcast Juice with Michael Dean. You know, it's the first one getting out of the gate. Maybe a little rusty, maybe not, but, you know, there you go. So check us out, podcastjuice.net. If you see us on Facebook, like us, friend us, and all that. But we're not going to be hounding you to like us on Facebook, like us on Facebook. No. It's not super important. The important thing is that you listen and that it's entertaining to you and that you support. So with that, have a good day. We will see you later on this week because we will be hitting this up twice a week. You're listening to Michael Dean, podcastjuice.net. Yeah, slow it down.
I'm a lover to bring out the best in you. I hope that you do. See what you get right by me. Separated to be. Baby, we will see. You can't leave me. Ain't that easy? Walk away. When I want you to stay. I'm going with my mind. The best in you. I feel like you get the sun. Feeds your mind. Stop overheating on the baby. Baby, believe us. Yeah!
close to the sun.